income increased and my productivity diminished. I bounced checks, pawned silver, mourned, and I continued my drinking. Finally, on one cold winter day, I called Alcoholics Anonymous, and that evening two ladies took me to a meeting. We had a 25-minute ride in the car, and I remember how good it was to talk about my fear and shakes, how kind they were without encouraging my self-pity. I remember being given a cup of coffee I could hardly handle, and hearing impossible promises that would materialize if I would only make the impossible commitment. I did want to stop. The ladies suggested that I go to a women's meeting the next night, and I did. I had a drink first, of course, and when it came time to identify myself, I stated that my brain told me I was an alcoholic, but the rest of me didn't believe it. The next night it snowed, and I stayed home and drank. That was the end of my first try at AA. Some months later, I invited my daughter and son-in-law for dinner to celebrate her birthday. They found me sprawled across the living room floor, passed out cold. What a mournful birthday present. It took very little persuasion to convince me to go into the detoxification program at the local hospital. I knew I was in trouble. I was ashamed and heartbroken that I had caused her such hurt. 7 days in detox and 8 weeks of really good help from a psychologist, and I was dry, sober, and ready to face the world again. The doctor strongly suggested that I participate in the local AA program, but I would have none of it. I was cured. I needed no further help. A year and a half later, I retired. I was enjoying my